How thankful I am to have somebody that can play like that, to play for us on Sunday. But it's good to see you here. Go back tonight to the 15th chapter of Mark's Gospel. Read verses 40 and 41 and 47 and then the first four verses of chapter 16. There are also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salome, who had followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women came up with him to Jerusalem. Verse 47, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph observed where he was laid. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we look at the gospel record, I think we naturally focus on Jesus and try to learn what the record says about him. And then perhaps we spend time looking at the disciples, seeing what kind of men they were and how they handle life. Not a great deal is usually said about the women. But here in Mark 15 and 16, we find three significant references to women. Some named, some not. And I want us to look at these a little bit tonight. Verses 40 and 41, there were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salome, who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women. Many other women came up with him to Jerusalem. It's impressive to me how these women who had followed Jesus from the beginning in Galilee followed him all the way to Calvary. The apparent defeat at Calvary did not shake their devotion to Jesus. They followed him all the way to Calvary out of gratitude for all that Jesus had done for them. Most of the women were not even named. But we do know that Mary Magdalene, Jesus had set her free from seven devils. Perhaps she was afflicted with some deep depression or some similar affliction of body and mind. And she was there in love, there in devotion, there in thanksgiving. They followed these women with a courage strengthened by their love for Jesus. The disciples, they've all forsaken Jesus and fled. They were so fearful that the courage of their words in the upper room was betrayed by their deeds. They were off, hiding somewhere. But the women, they were there. One can't help but wonder if from his cross Jesus could see these ladies looking on from afar, straining to hear every word spoken from and around the cross. And I have to imagine that Jesus could see them, and this helped to some small degree to ease his pain and lift his spirits. He could look upon them and remember their ministry to him from days past. And did you notice what Mark said? He didn't say that Jesus ministered to these women, though we know he did heal Mary Magdalene. But Mark says these ladies had ministered to him. Can we always remember that when we minister to one of the least of our brethren, we're ministering to him? Someone said it long ago, and I'm sure you've heard it. But you never stand taller than when you kneel down to hug a child. These ladies had ministered to Jesus, and they continue to. One other thing. One commentator suggests that perhaps these women are the ones that gave us the account that we have of the crucifixion. Think about it. Where else could it have come from? The disciples were not there. John was there for a while. He left. Where did these stories come from? The enemies of the Lord were not recording these events. It seems quite possible that we owe our account of Calvary to the women that were there. And there they stand, afar off, as close as they could get, but still not close. They can do nothing but wait and watch. They watch. They listen. They hear the mocking of the crowd, the mocking of the priest, the mocking of the others crucified with Jesus. They hear the words of Jesus from the cross. Every word, every detail is burned to their minds. And later they remember. They share with others. And they share with us. They thought as they stood there that all was lost and they were helpless and could do nothing. But their faithfulness, their courage, their love, I truly believe, helped Jesus then and blesses us abundantly even today. Thank God for the women at the cross. Next, in verse 47, we see that Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, observed where he was laid. When Jesus died, none of his family were present. He did not have a burial plot. The bodies of people put to death with no one to take them and bury them were sometimes simply thrown out on the garbage heap for the buzzards to eat. But a man named Joseph requested the body of Jesus. And we'll look at Joseph more another time, but he did take Jesus and bury him. The excitement of the crucifixion was over. The men hung there were dead. The crowd had gone on its way to the homes and villages or into the city. Only a few soldiers remained. Joseph takes the body of Jesus and buries him. But look back in the shadows. And there are still at least two women observing everything that takes place. They followed to see where Jesus was buried. Think about it. If it had not been for these women, none of the disciples would have known where Jesus was buried. None of his family would have known where he was buried. Joseph, of course, knew where he'd buried him, but he had no connection with the others. But the women were there, and they observed where he was buried. And they told the others. And these were the first to know of the resurrection. Won't get into it much tonight, but in chapter 16, verses 1 through 4, we see them on that first Easter day, very early in the morning, making their way to the tomb. Love compelled them to action. They felt so helpless at the cross. They couldn't do anything. But now, they will come and one last time minister to Jesus by anointing his body for burial. Now, they hadn't thought everything through. They came early in the morning, driven by love. They have their spices. But as they come, they remember there's an obstacle in the way. There was a great stone in front of the tomb. They could no more move that stone than they could have taken Jesus down from the cross. But this doesn't stop them. They don't turn around and go back to get somebody to help. They press on toward the tomb. But when they looked up, they saw the stone had been rolled away. You get the picture? They're walking along, still depressed, in grief, hopeless, seeing only problems and enemies. A great stone is in the way. But when they looked up, they saw the stone had been rolled away. And I think this is a picture of us many times. We go along day by day, sometimes defeated, sometimes depressed, sometimes feeling hopeless, sometimes seeing only problems and perhaps enemies, and seeing absolutely no way out of our situation. But when we look up, when we take our eyes off our problems and ourselves and look up, look up to Jesus, then the storms, the obstacles in our path may not be completely removed, but it's something we can live with and deal with and triumph over and be more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. So we see the women at the cross. We see them at the tomb. We see them on that first Easter day at the resurrection. They teach us about courage. They teach us about love and loyalty and commitment, about gratitude and faithfulness and perseverance and not giving up, because they wouldn't leave Jesus. We have the story of Calvary. The disciples, through the women, came to know where Jesus was buried. And we learn, I believe, that if we look up, if we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, the obstacles to life, real life, will be removed. Thank God. Thank God for these women. Lord Jesus, we do thank you for the women. As we see them at the cross, as we see them at the tomb, as we see them on that first Easter day, help us to learn from them. And help us to tell the story of you and your love. And may we focus our eyes upon you each day and live in hope. And it's in your blessed name that we pray.